Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. A new report has found that a failure to carry out proper checks led to government money being paid to companies accused of drugs and arms smuggling. The report by former ASIO boss Dennis Richardson says proper due diligence was lacking in how contracts were given to the companies. The contracts were for offshore detention processing in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says the former coalition government is to blame for the findings.
Now, this report raises some very important questions for Peter Dutton. This is a system that he set up under the Home Affairs Department.
Hundreds of protesters have gathered in Athens to oppose a bill on same-sex marriage, which the Parliament of Greece is voting on this week. The rally has been organised by religious groups who say the bill is a threat to the traditional family. Far-right Nike party leader Dimitris Natsios says they will be voting no for the same reason.
Greece is a Christian Orthodox country, and our tradition does not allow this. We know and respect one type of marriage, the Orthodox Christian wedding. Our constitution also does not provide for this, so this bill is unconstitutional and runs counter to our faith in Christ.
The Prime Minister says Barnaby Joyce needs to provide a full explanation after he was filmed lying on a footpath in Canberra last week. Mr. Joyce was seen talking and swearing on the phone after Parliament sat late into Wednesday night. The former Nationals leader says he was speaking with his wife when he fell off a planter box. Mr. Joyce has told Channel 7 he regrets what happened.
I made a big mistake. There's no excuse for it. There's a reason. I'm on a prescription drug, and they say certain things may happen to you if you drink, and they were absolutely 100% right. They did.
The Greens are calling for changes to negative gearing laws, saying they are part of the reason why housing is so expensive. The Greens want to limit negative gearing rules to just one investment property per person. The government and the opposition have ruled that out, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese arguing his government has tax policy right. But Greens leader Adam Bandt says that's not true.
Labor's scheme helps 0.2% of people who want to buy a home while pushing up prices for everyone else. You shouldn't have to win a lottery to buy your first home. The Greens will push Labor to axe these billions of dollars in tax handouts to wealthy property moguls that are denying millions of renters the chance to buy their home.
Students at Liverpool West Primary in Sydney are having lessons at home this week after asbestos was discovered at their school. The state's Environment Protection Authority says a clean-up is underway of the bonded asbestos, which was found in mulch. The mulch comes from the same company who sent supplies to other sites in Sydney. That includes the Rozelle Interchange Road Project. The state government has extended a support program for women who face extra challenges finding work. A new round of grants will be made in the Return to Work Pathways program, meant for women who live outside major cities, are veterans, or are Indigenous. 13 projects have been funded since its launch in 2023. it has reportedly delivered more than 1,100 hours of employment support and on-the-job training. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.